Ziggy Chizki Rabbi Yochanan. Where is the machlokes Chizki Rabbi Yochanan? That Chizki says the tyrants that when the box before is still tall, the kufa beduka. In the case we checked out the basket before, but since it was checked out before, that Chizki sort of said that since he checked it out before and it was tall, so it was probably all along it was tall. And now, first, when you find the share, what's the first came in right now? That masavah habotka. That's Chizki Svar. Since you checked out the basket already, that's Svar to say the basket was tall until you found right now. Or masav yechanos no. Emal still have right to say to be chesed the chumrah that in silik yodai nofel. That maybe when you finish checking it, sure you checked it out last week this basket, and at that time you didn't find the sheretz. But maybe right after you got finished checking, that's when the sheretz fell in. So therefore Bichrin says still the tyrus that was used last week, the tyrus are tummy. So what's the question of what dum yadisha katani? It says here it's like an isha, because it said by an isha both Sham and Hillel both agree that the dum yadisha katani. Yeah, and the isha baduki, an isha is bodik, like an isha is checked out. She didn't have done before. Rashi says mikoydim lachem. So kol shachas v'yavis he bodekes mikra adim. Isha is supposed to check herself. It's man to have tyrus every morning and every night time. And afilu rochi, still we say tyrus de kupa temeus. Still we said before chil that even though Shammai holds ben isha, she's tall, but by a kupa he says it's tamei. It's all the kash v'chizkiya. That if the isha is a case where she was checked out before, so what didn't we say the kupa by this desk? It was also talking about where it was checked out before. And still we had by kupa, they even Shammai agrees that this tamei l'mafreya. It's called the kash v'chizkiya. Tzmura says, no, I'll tell you, since it's very shchich, it happens often that an isha sees dam. Therefore, kishena beduka dam, even though she was checked out, it's like she wasn't checked out. An isha is sitting like she wasn't checked out. Rashi says the kupa nami he would kishena beduka skin. Here also, we're talking about after case where the basket was not checked out before. That's when both Shaman and Hillel will agree that the tyrus that were using this basket last week, like, is tamei because she never checked out the basket before. In the case here, we check out the basket, that's over here where Chizki says, like it's Torah, therefore there's no stira. And isha is considered like she's not Paduka, because an isha is olul, she's normal for the Sidam. Therefore, that's the Machlokes Shammai and Hillel. But we hear by this kupa, where it was Bodik before, then Chizki holds, everybody holds, that's like it's Torah. The boy said, no, tell us about this. The boy is saying, no, ki moi de Shammai and Hillel, when the Shammai and Hillel agree by the basket. That we say if you used put trum in this basket before, and now you find the sheretz there, that all the truma that was there this while is tamei, that's rafka b'kupa shena mechusa, where it wasn't covered up, you had no cover on top of the basket. Therefore, you find the sheretz there now, we have a right to say the sheretz was there a long time ago. But ki pligi chizki Rabbi Yochanan, where's the machlokes that the chizki says it's tahor, that's b'kupa mechusa, where you have this basket with a cover on top of it. So since there's a cover on top of it, therefore, he says it's Torah, because how could the sheretz fall in? It has a cover on it. So where's the question? If so, if Mechusa was talking about where the basket is covered over here, then Henchi Nof Lenechnam, it's a good kasha. So how did the sheretz fall in then? What's like of Shana Yechanan? It was covered the whole time, so why did we say the sheretz fell in? It was covered. Obviously, it only fell in right now, not before. So where says no. To go in the case talking about this basket, she'atash misho ayidei kisli, that you use it with the cover, meaning to say, you have to take the cover off. When you want to put things in it, you have to take the cover off. Therefore, we're afraid in between when you were using it, you didn't check it every time. And therefore, once when you're using it, it was uncovered, that's when the sheretz fell in. That's from Achor, because the Yerchon is afraid that maybe the sheretz fell in before. And therefore, all the tyrants used, the tyrants there before is coming. And the Chizki says no, they think most of the time it's kept covered, so therefore we're not afraid to share it from them before, and it's only coming from now on and not from before. The Mor says, I brought Dum Yudhisha Katani. It says again, the Machlokes by Kupa is the opposite, is like the case of an Isha. And the Isha Mechusi, and Isha is also covered up. Rashi says, Mechusi means Lenofo Bodami Yama, like no blood did not come from someplace else. It only came from her, she's like covered up, and no dam comes from other places. And so the kupa, the kavosa, this desk is the same type of a case. The mechusas skin has to be that's covered up, that we don't say it came from someplace else. The filuhochi, tenaya, and still, It's mashma both Sham and Hillel agree that the case of a basket is tolma l'mafreya. It is so the kash v'chiski, it's a kash and chiski, how could he say it's tolma l'mafreya? Samor says, kivun de shchicha bodomim kishen mechus adami. Again, the same is for an isha, since it's olol, it happens, or it's normal for it to see dam, so therefore when she does see it, we say must probably could be came before also. So therefore it's life, she's not mechusa. Marshenkin over here by the basket. When you have a cover on it, then Chizki holds. Here we have no reason to say the sheretz fell in before, and therefore all the truma that was stored in here this last week remains stored. V'iboy yisem, another tale could be like this. V'iboy yisem, ki moide shamev hilol, when the shamev hilol both agree to say that the chavius is tamei, bezovius kupa. That bezovius kupa in the corner of the kupa itself, meaning to say that this big basket, you put tyrus there on the right side. The whole week you were storing truma there. True, you took it off today, and now later you find the sheretz on the other side of the basket. So since it's inside the same basket, then we say, since you see it there now, most probably was there from before also. That's where Sham and Hillel both agree, this Tamil of Afreya. That's Bezovius Kupa, where you find the sheretz now in the other corner of the same basket. But Ki Pligi Chizkiv of Yechon, where does Chizkiv say it's tor? Where's the Machlokes Chizkiv of Yechon? I can tell you, that's the case of Bezovius Bayis. That's in the corner of the same house, but not in the same basket. The Rashi says, can the Forest Rav Zosum explain? She had tilted the Kupa, they moved around this basket. Bezovius to another corner of the house. The Yacha Shenitlu Taras Emenu. After they took the Taras out of this basket, now they moved it to the other side of the room. So that's the case here. That first you had the Truma in the basket on the right side of the room. And then you took out the Truma over there, and you moved the basket to the left side. And now over there on the left side, that's where you find the Sheretz. So here it's the Machlokes. Kadamara Ivo Kupa Kram, it says clearly Bezovius Kupa Mashman, the other corner of the basket itself. This is what it means to say. Kupa shenishtam shabot tyrus bezovius bayis. You have this basket full of truma that you used it on the right side of the house. That bezovius bayisu. The tiltal, and then you emptied out the truma and you moved the basket to the left side of the room. Bezovius acheris. And now the nimsa sheretz bezovius acheris. Now you find the sheretz in the basket on the left side. Here's the machlokes. That chizki yisavar loy nechav kinon tumim mimokom lemokom. Whenever machzor tumah from one place to another place, just to say you found the sheretz in the basket now on the left side. So true, in the left side that's where the sheretz is. But now we have a right to say the sheretz was in the basket on the right side also. That you don't say you never move it like mimakam lemakam. Rashi says we don't say leyaminon. Neither zavis heavy, but it was also on the right side also the sheretz imatiris. And rather we say you always go after the place where you find it. So you find it now on the left side, that's it. Only the left side is Tamei, but not the right side. That's Chizki Yisvara. Reb Yechonin Sova, no, Michas Kinon, that yes, we could be Machzor Tumim Mokom Lemokom. That even though now you find the sheretz on the left side, but listen, it's in the same basket. And before this basket was on the right side. So you have a right to say that most probably the sheretz was in the basket on the right side. Therefore Chizki says all the tyrants that were in the basket on the right side is also Tamei. So that's this Machlokes. But where the basket stays in the same place, and it's only a question of the right side and left side of the basket, then both Sham and Chizki and Hillel agree that it is Tamil Amafraya. There Chizki is talking about where the basket was moved from one place to another place. Now the Gemara asks the question, the Kashan of Yechonon, Omi Mach Kinon, is it true that Yechon holds? If you find Tum in one place, we have a right to say it was in the other place also. Ayv Yotzanan, we learn like this, in Mishnah and Tyrus. Let's say somebody touched a person at night time. The person is very sick, and you have a doubt if he was dead then or not. But you touched him at night, you don't know if he was dead or not at that time. Then you do him chayimesh. You don't know if he's alive or dead. On the morning of the next morning, hishkin, you wake up, on motzemesh, and you find that person is dead. So you touched him last night. So what's the locha? You tell me or not. So Rabbi Meir mitar. Meir says, no, last night, you don't know for sure he was dead. He has a cheskes chai, and Meir holds that he's tor. V'chachomim mitamim. The chomim say, no, you're tamei. Why? Because the klal is shekol ha-tameis kishas mitziyosim. All the tumah, suffered tumah, you go after the way you find it. So since right now in the morning when you found him, he was dead, so you have right to say that's the way he was last night. So when you touched him last night, we say he was dead already. Therefore, the chomim said that you're tamei. Now, but Tony alone, we learned on this Mishnah that Kishas Mitziyosan, Uvamokim Mitziyosan. We say always Tuma goes both of the way you find them right now, and in the same place also. Mashma only if the person is in this, you touched them last night, the same place where you found them now. But if you found them now in a different place, I do not say since he's tumming his mace now, he was mace last night. That I do not say if you find him in one place, that in the other place he was the same way. So you see, clearly you're not machli tumim in makam l'makam. Only the place that you find it, in that place it stays the same way. Skuratakashan of Yechanan. Now the chitam, maybe you want to answer me like this. The chitam, maybe you could say, Hani mili litzrof. When do I say here that you find tumim in one place? And before it was in a different place. That I do not say it was tumim before. Maybe that's only to say like it was vadai. This sort of means if you know Trum is Vaday Tama, then you have a right to be supposed to burn it. So true, even though we find the person is mace now on the left side, and you touched him last night on the right side, we do not say your Tama Vaday is if to say if you touch Truma, we have to burn the Truma. Maybe that much we do not say. But maybe Avalitlay Salina, maybe a suffix, a doubt that does remain. And therefore there's no kasha. That here maybe by this coup also, all Rabbi Yechon is saying that if you find the shirts now on the left side in the basket, that we say all the tariffs that we use on the right side is also tummy. But what type of a tumor? Only a suffix tumor. That's litlaist, that means you can't burn it, but you can't eat it either. So maybe this mission agrees that there is a suffix in another place. It's only saying there's no vade tumor, only the mokum where you find it. Now the Gemara says, is this true? Me talin even mina suffix. Do we say that the tumor goes from mokum to mokum? I have your tsunam, but not like this, also mission in tariffs that says, Machat shenim tseis maleya chaluta. You find a needle full of rust. Now that it's all rusty, it's not called a kli anymore, and if it was tumei, the tumei goes off it. By shvur, or else you find the kli now to be broken. So even though you know this kli was once tumei, but now since you see it broken or rusty, it's tor. Ashur taira. Why? Shekol ha tumei es kashash mitziyosan. That all the tumi go was the way you find it. In other words, let's say that this needle before touched some truma. And now you find, you don't know what the needle was, and now you find the needle. At the time when you find it, you see it's broken. So go after the way it is right now. Since right now it's broken or it's rusty, we say it's torn now, that's the way it was before also. The question is, Gamai, why? Lema, why don't I say, Homi kara machet mahayisahi? Listen, before we know it was once a good needle. At that time it was tumi. Vashdu the hell of chalud, the one that just right now became rusty. So therefore the tumor only went off now. But maybe before the tumor was there, so at least to be a suffix. Here it's mashmit, it's torvadai. The question is why is it torvadai? According to Rabbi Yechanan, that you say you mach the tumor mi makal makam. So who adin mi suffix though, it should be tumor before. Why do you say it's vadi tor? For you, secondly, to nam yoslan like this. What's going to be Motzah Sheretz Sorif? Agabi Zaysen. You found the Sheretz, a dead Sheretz, burnt up, Sorif, on top of Zaysen, on top of olives. So now that the Sheretz is burnt up, it has no din tumor on it anymore. And the way it is right now, on top of the Zaysen, so Zaysen Ator. But the question is though, was the Sheretz once before it was burnt, was it also touching the Zaysen or not? The same thing, the Chayim Masles Hamhumam. You find this cloth, this talis, Rashi says talis shel zov hoist, it was a tomedika talis that belonged to a zav. Hamuma means habluya. You found that all eaten up like, all blue, all rotten away. On top of the zaysim. So the way it is right now, it's not fit to use, it's not called a kli anymore, it automatically becomes tor. The locher is tor, that the zaysim it's touching right now is still tor. And we don't say that it fell on top of these olives when the beggar was still sholem to say it was matama the zaysim. That I don't say. Why? Because the klal is, shakol ha-tumais kishas mitziyosan. We go after the way you find it right now. This is the way you found this beged right now. It was mumam, all blua, all like holy, all used up already. So therefore you found it Torah, it remains Torah the whole time. But the chitay maybe you'll tell me, kishas mitziyosan, it's like I say, but maybe bein lekula bein lechumra. That's like a true, you say it, bein lekula bein lechumra. Maybe the way you find it right now, you find it tor now, true. Now we'll say even way back before it was also tor vade. But maybe you've a mokim mitziyosan. That's that the second din, the Braisa says, that just like the Mishnah says, you go after the way you find it. Who adin, you only go after the place that you find it. And you do not say it was in another place before. Maybe that's only, that's not vade tome. But maybe that remains a suffix. Whereas the chitay, gashas mitziyosan, true, bein lekula bein lechumra. but maybe the mokum mitziyoson is a mokum mitziyoson in the same place. Avush leido mokum mitziyoson, you find it in another place, maybe then true mitzvah leisafinin. It just means it's not like vaday tomei. But maybe mitpatalinin, maybe though it is a suffix still. So maybe still Rabbi Yochanan is right, that even though you first found the sheretz on the left side of the house, and before this basket was on the right side, maybe we'll say the basket is tummy, maybe the basket was on the right side, maybe they had a sheretz there also. So maybe it still won't be a kashan of Yochanan. Because if not, what now we learned like this, we are tanan, we learned. Kikor agabi hadaf. You have a piece of bread on top of a daf, that's like a board sticking out from the wall. Out of the wall, you have like a board, a shelf there. Umadav tome mudachtachtav. Umadav tome mudachtachtav. She said that's the beged of the zav. Let's say a zav's clothing that has tumor on it. It's also like an abba tumor, the madav. So Rashi says madav is loshen tumor kalas, or it's a rishon l'tumor. So the rishon l'tumor was on the floor here, tachtav. So now, and now you find this kikur that was once on top of that board, on top of the shelf, on the floor, next to this madav, next to this clothing of the zav. So we don't know if the bread fell off the board and touched the madav and then fell on the side, or it went straight. So like this, afal pi shim noflo, ef shalim ke nogam. Even though, if it's really true that this bread fell off the board, the shelf, then when you find it on the floor, it has to be that it first landed on top of this cloth that was tummy, and then the bread would be tummy. Still, we say, Torah, no, now that you find the bread on the floor next to the cloth, but not on top of the cloth, we say it's vadi tor. Why? Shani Yerma have a right to say, Odom tor nichnas l'shom v'notlo, that a person that was tor went there and took the bread off the board, off the shelf, and put it down on the floor, or wherever it is next to it. But it did not touch it. Unless you have a right to say for sure that no man went into the room at all. If nobody went into the room, so then for sure it had to be its fellow off, then it would be tummy. But if not, we say for sure it's tor. Even though l'chur it's a suffix, maybe it's fellow off, but the answer is no. You see, you go boss to mokum, where you found it. Now that you found it on the side of the beged, we do not say this bread touched the beged, the tomatika beged, but rather the bread went over it, a person took it. So we see from mokum the mokum, there's not even a suffix, that you always go basa the mokum where you find it right now, and we're not mach the tumum mokum the mokum. So again, this should be kasha and abyechim again. So Mary says, no, I'll tell you, so then there's on the upper Yom Rebbelezer, but that sounds like this. Okay, when this podcast here. Shem Bor Mishlom Nechashom Nechashom. The Yom Rebbelezer, Lenitzuch Elo, Lomoka Madrun. The Chiddush over there is, even though it's a slanty place, Rashi says, Shafa Pi Shadaf, this shelf where the bread was on top at the beginning, was slanty. And therefore there's a big chance to say that really fell off and touched the beged. Still I say no, because that's the klal, you're not machzik tumim mok lomokam. That since you find the bread now on the side of this beged, we said that's the way it was, and it never touched the beged. So again, it's a big kashan of Yechanan. So Mora says, no. Hostum over there, I think, Kriyotani time, there's the way we said the reason. Kriyotani time, it says the reason over there,